Kroger Tender Ray Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Lady, if you want to make sure that your dinner is a success, do this. Serve beef, Kroger's quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. So here's what to do. Visit your nearest Kroger store and buy some Kroger's quality beef. Buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger's quality beef. Visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and ask for Kroger's quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger's quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger's quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A store in Rossville has been robbed. A young man of Freddie Lang's description was seen near the store at the time of the robbery. And when Professor Rogers and Penny found Freddie in hiding, he tried to get away from them. But Penny talked Freddie into coming to her house. And when she has him alone, she says,
Freddie, why did you do it?
Why'd I do what, Gibbsy? Agree to come home here with you instead of spending the night sleeping under that pier down by the river?
No, I didn't mean that.
Well, I'll tell you why anyhow. There's two reasons. One, that river down there stinks, and the air under that pier wasn't no good. Two, I like you, Gibbsy. You look so little and so clean and so pretty down there in the fog and that mess on the riverfront. Gosh, I would have gone to the bottom of the river.
Freddie,
if you hadn't...
Freddie, what I wanted to ask you was, why did you pull a knife on Professor Rogers?
Oh, that. Guess I shouldn't have done that, should I?
No. Why did you do it?
Because I thought he was a cop. I was dreaming about cops while I was sleeping down there, and when he woke me up, I thought I was still dreaming, I guess.
Freddie, you know that's not so. You were wide awake when you took out that knife and
okay.
Started...
Okay, you win. So I'm lying.
Freddie, look. Do you realize what might have happened if the professor hadn't taken that knife away from you?
Yeah. The prof would have been hurt bad. Maybe dead. And I'd be in a worse mess than I am.
But you didn't think of that at the riverfront, did you?
No, I didn't. Ah, the trouble with me most of the time, Gibbsy, is that I don't think.
Oh, you think all right, Freddie. The only trouble is, most of your thoughts are wrong.
Hey, now look, Gibbsy. You're great, and I like you, see? You're nice people. But don't sour me on you with no lecture.
I don't intend to lecture you. I just would like to know a few facts.
Good. Then we'll both be happy.
Why did you do it, Freddie?
Pull that knife? I told you.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, why did you rob that store?
What store?
Well, you know the store I mean, Carney's Grocery Store.
Carney's Grocery... Where's that?
Freddie, you know where it is. It's the store you robbed last night.
I robbed last night? Hey, Gibbsy, what's going on, huh? I never figured to get framed by you. Well, what you doing, playing me for the fall guy? Now, look, I ain't taking a rap for a job pulled by somebody else. Friend of yours or not.
Freddie, how much money do you have?
Not enough to buy my way out of a bum rap, if that's what you mean.
I don't know what you're talking about. Just tell me one thing. How much money do you have?
Well, it's not what you'd call a bankroll, Gibbsy. But it's Freddie Lang's entire wad. I got $11.47.
Where'd you get it?
I brought it with me. Along with a couple more bucks that I spent since I've been here.
Are you sure you had money when you got here?
I said I did, didn't I?
You said a lot of things that aren't true, Freddie. And a little over $15 was stolen from Carney's grocery store last night. Are you sure that that $11.47 of yours isn't part of the money you took from that store?
You think I robbed the store, huh, Gibbsy? You look a lot different from the rest of the people I know. I guess you ain't. In your book, Once a guy's bad, he's always bad, huh?
I didn't think you were ever bad.
You think I'm good because I robbed a store of a couple of measly 15 bucks? No, no, Gypsy. I'm not turning crook for any bag full of peanuts.
You mean you didn't rob the store, Freddie?
I not only didn't rob it, I don't even know where it is. And I never even heard of the joint until now.
The $11 in your pocket's yours.
Yes, and the 47 cents is, too. And if I had 200,000 more, I'd be a capitalist.
Freddie, I'm sorry.
You're sorry? For what?
That I accused you of robbing Mr. Carney's store.
Still think I did it, huh?
No, I never thought you did. You forget that I talked Professor Rogers out of taking you to the police tonight. I wanted you to come here first.
Yeah, that's right, you did. Okay, I came here. You heard me tell you that I didn't rob no store, Gibbsy. Now I guess the prof still comes, gets me, and I spend the night in jail.
Would you like to spend the night here?
Gibbsy, you're beautiful, but you're nuts.
Well, you're my guest tonight. Mine and my brother's and his wife's.
What's the matter with you, Gibbsy? You and your whole family must be crazy or something.
Oh?
You're kind of half sure I robbed that what's its name, grocery store? And then you invite me to spend the night here in your joint. You all light sleepers or something?
No, we all sleep very soundly, and I think you will, too. You didn't seem very comfortable lying under that pier.
Well, it was better than some of the beds that I've slept in my time.
Well, you're going to sleep here tonight whether you like it or not. I told Professor Rogers you were. And I'm going to be very angry with you if you don't accept the invitation.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I guess I'd be a sap to turn down a soft bed and I... Oh, who am I kidding? It's sure not you. Okay, thanks, Gibbsy. I'll take you up on that offer. I could use a good night's sleep. Haven't had one in weeks.
I thought not. You feel much better in the morning.
Yeah. And I'll square things off with you in the morning, too.
You don't have to.
But I will. I'll get as far away from Rossville and from you as a good night's sleep will give me the strength to go.
Oh, Freddie, don't talk that way.
I'll talk the way I please, Gibbsy. And I know you want me to get out, too. I'm just like so much dirt in this house. Just like so much stuff that you want to sweep out. I mess up the place just by being here. And, Gibbsy, I'll mess up your life,
Hello.
Too, if I...
Is it all right if I come in?
Suzanne, I didn't know you were still up.
I couldn't sleep. I heard voices downstairs, and I thought I'd come down and join the party if I'm not intruding.
You can have this party, lady, because it sure ain't much of a party.
Oh? Suzanne, this is Freddie Lang, Professor Rogers' nephew.
Oh, hello.
How do you do?
Freddie, this is my sister-in-law, Mrs. Gibb.
Hey, you ain't so bad, lady. Hey, Gibbsy, are all the dames in this family lookers? You got some more?
I don't understand.
Oh, skip it.
Suzanne, entertain our guest for a few minutes, will you? He's staying in the guest room tonight, and I want to make sure it's fit for a guest.
Just make it fit for the pigs, Gibbsy, and that'll fit me.
Oh, Freddie. You know, Mr. Lang, you speak of yourself rather strangely.
Yeah, maybe that's because I know myself, lady. And, the name is Freddie.
Oh, you want me to call you Freddie?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Very well. My name is Suzanne.
Suzanne, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes with that kisser. You're French, ain't you?
Yes.
You married the Gibbsy's brother?
Yes. Have you met Pat?
No.
Oh, then you're meeting tonight, perhaps. He's at a meeting now, but he'll be home soon.
You ain't been married too long, huh?
Too long? Why do you ask?
Oh, falling for that meeting stuff. All the married guys use the same stupid gag, don't they? But if their wives are stupid, too, they can get away with it. You're going to have a kid, too, huh?
Yes, very soon.
It's too bad.
Too bad?
Yeah. What do you want to have a kid for, huh? What's a kid going to be but trouble? What's a kid going to have but trouble?
I have plans for my child. He will have his difficulties, yes, but he will solve them. He or she. My husband is a fine man. He will love his child as I love it. We will give our child everything we can give him.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
How dare you talk to Suzanne like that?
Gosh, Gibbsy, did I say something wrong?
Don't you know?
No, I just tried to give her a few of the facts of, well, what happens to kids in this dark world. And what's the matter? Don't she understand?
Quiet, Freddie, you've already said enough. Suzanne, I'm awfully sorry. It's all right, Penny. I know that Freddy did not mean any harm.
Oh, heck no, lady. Honest, I didn't. Hey, Gibbsy, what did I do?
Nothing, Freddy. Nothing at all. Now forget about it. Good morning. We'll go upstairs and get a good night's sleep and talk about it in the morning.
Yeah, sure. And gee, lady, honest, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say nothing wrong. Don't know what I said, Gibbsy, but guess I must have said something, huh? Guess I'm not as smart as I think I am. Huh?
No, Freddy, you're not. But we'll talk about that in the morning, too. Now, I think it's time we all say goodnight.
Come in.
Good morning, Miss Gibbs. Mind if I come in your office?
No, Professor Rogers. Good morning.
Oh, my. You seem very cheerful.
Why shouldn't I?
You mean you were right? Freddy hasn't run out on us again?
Nope, not yet. He was sleeping peacefully this morning when I went in to wake him for breakfast, so I let him sleep. I think he needs it.
Yes, he certainly does. Poor kid. I guess that's the first good bed he's slept in a long time.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure it is.
Well, too bad he can't sleep in it again tonight.
What do you mean, Professor?
The local police want Freddy at headquarters today for robbing Carney's store.
Oh, Professor, you're not going to let them arrest him, are you?
If he robbed that store, he has to be arrested.
But Freddy didn't rob that store.
How do you know?
He said so.
Oh. Well, he's said a lot of things that weren't true.
I know that, but for some reason or other, he tells me the truth.
Well, maybe he does, but just the same, he has to go down to headquarters today.
Do we have to let him be taken there?
Miss Gibbs, if we don't turn him over to the police, we too will be breaking the law.
Professor Rogers, I don't care. That boy is not guilty, and I'm not going to let you turn him over to the police.
Well, is Penny treading on dangerous ground? Is she asking for trouble of her own? Did Freddy tell her the truth, or did he lie? And will Penny become involved in Freddy's problems? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, your family always enjoys meals with beef for the main dish. And the beef you'll be proud to serve those special people in your life is Kroger's Quality Beef. For Kroger's Quality Beef is tender and juicy and delicious. Yes, Kroger's Quality Beef is good beef, the very best beef you can buy right now. So tell you what you do. Go down to your Kroger store, the only place in town you can get Kroger's Quality Beef, and step up to the meat counter and ask for your family's favorite cut of Kroger's Quality Beef. If it's roast beef your family likes best, they'll be delighted when they smell the fragrance of beef being roasted to crisp brown perfection. Oh, brother. Or perhaps steak is your family's favorite beef cut. Well, then, you can rest assured dinner will be a success if the platter in the center of the table offers a magnificently thick, sizzling steak. A steak that gives forth an aroma that's almost too good to be true. But, friends, no matter what cut of beef your family prefers, remember, Kroger's Quality Beef is the very best beef you can get today.